Well, interestingly, the Carr Center has a parent, and the parent is the Arts League of Michigan, which may be a name that more of your listeners know from a 27, almost 27-year history of doing arts programming in Detroit. In 2009, we moved into a building in downtown Detroit that was to serve as a centerpiece, a home for us. And at the time that our board voted to move forward with doing the project, the board chair was Virgil Carr, who was the president and CEO of United Way Community Services here in Detroit, and an avid jazz and visual arts fan. And the board voted yes to move forward, and 30 days later, he passed.
Oh.
So we named the building after him. This was several years before we moved into the building, but we wanted to give a tribute to a community leader who had really made a difference in our lives, but more importantly, in the lives of Detroit.
Wow. And now the Carr Center has morphed into new locations in Detroit. You premiered some of that recently at the Detroit Jazz Festival.
We did. We have seven locations now. We moved from the centralized location model at the end of May, and we now have seven places that are all sort of specialized for the kind of programming that we do in them. We opened a new Carr Center Gallery in downtown Detroit, a 4,500 square foot space where we can do exhibitions as well as have some of our more intimate performances. We have an education center at the Plymouth Education Center, which is a school where our classes take place and some of our artist rehearsals. And we're doing performances at Christ Church Cranbrook in Bloomfield Hills, St. Anne's Church in Southwest Detroit, the Garden Theater in Midtown, as well as First Congregation Church in Midtown. And our administrative offices are based in the Hannon House in Midtown. So we're a Midtown, downtown, Southwest Detroit, north of 8 Mile organization.
You are plucky.
It's interesting, but we're pretty excited about it.
It's Linda Yon talking with Oliver Ragsdale about the Carr Center and its initiatives throughout the city of Detroit. One of the things you really hung your hat on, and, you know, I've been to a lot of these concerts, is support of jazz and alternative kinds of jazz performances. And so this is one of the reasons that I'm talking with you, Oliver Ragsdale, on WEMU. So you have some really special stuff lined up this weekend.
We're pretty excited about this weekend. It's a bittersweet excitement. We are spending the weekend paying tribute to our first artistic director and well-known Detroit and Ann Arbor artist, Jerry Allen. Jerry, as I said, was our first artistic director, and as you and your listeners know, we lost Jerry earlier this year, this summer, and so we while her services, et cetera, were away from Detroit, we wanted to do something in Detroit that called attention to it. So Friday evening, we are having one of her key collaborators, Terry Lynn Carrington, who has taken on the role of co-artistic director, replacing Jerry along with Dee Dee Bridgewater. Terry Lynn will be here with Tia Fuller, Robert Hurst, and Orrin Evans, as well as Val Vente, who is doing, she calls it turntableless, that's it, turntableless.
Yeah.
And I was struggling with that. And they're going to do a number of Jerry's songs. And they, most of them, other than Orrin, was a frequent collaborator with Jerry.
Yeah, I can't think of another pianist maybe who could, you know, get close to Jerry Allen's approach of various clusters and then just the melody and then again a cluster and power than Orrin Evans.
Absolutely.
It's a perfect choice.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Terry Lynn began thinking about this early on as a concert, and we're going to do a concert later in the season with Ravi Coltrane, Esperanza Spalding, and Terry Lynn without a piano.
Oh.
And that will be our final tribute. But that concept is we want to do it as initially we were going to do that concert with Jerry. So now we're just going to do it without her with an empty piano.
Well, I think it's great. And Terry Lynn Carrington, I bet you could share with WEMU listeners that working with her has got to be a magnificent experience. She's so sensitive and she's so smart and practical at the same time.
And very passionate. Very passionate. The things that she wraps her arms around, she's in 150%. And so that's been an exciting, unexpected, because obviously we didn't expect to be replacing Jerry. So it's she's walked right in. We haven't lost a beat, and that's no pun intended. but it's been really great. And then when we were able to couple her with Dee Dee Bridgewater. As you know from your conversation with Dee Dee earlier this summer, they see a sisterhood and they see this opportunity to continue the legacy and the vision that Jerry laid down on us earlier.
This is Oliver Ragsdale, director, the president of the Carr Center in Detroit. And so there's an event on Friday evening to honor Jerry Allen. And then you have the continuation of a Jerry Allen project as well with Rodney Whittaker at the helm. Tell us about that.
This is amazing. This is amazing. Jerry and I had a conversation in February where she was talking about the legacy in Detroit of teacher pupil and how the passing along of knowledge. You know, her relationship with Marcus Belgrave as an example. Rodney's working with zillions of young people in Detroit and around the world. And so we began to think about what if we could formalize that in a way with an ensemble that represented bringing seasoned professionals and a young generation together in the same ensemble and keep the ensemble together for a while. The other thing that Jerry thought about was a big band would be really interesting because it would give you a lot of voices, 18 individual voices. And what happens when you bring together those 18 voices, the members of the band, individually, and then make that a collective unit. So we created a group that she named The Gathering. The Gathering was an early recording of hers and a tune that she did. And so we are going to initiate The Gathering Orchestra on Saturday night under the direction of Rodney Whittaker. It has four seasoned professionals in it and 14 young professionals, 18 to 30 years old. I don't think there's anybody 30. We're making final selections over the next couple of days. They have begun rehearsing, and Diego Rivera, who is one of the seasoned professionals and a very gifted composer and arranger, has arranged two of Jerry's tunes, The Gathering and Feel the Fire, and the band will be performing those on Saturday night.
Wow. What is the locales for these shows?
Okay, so Friday night with Terry Lynn and Tia and Orrin and Robert Hurst is the Garden Theater in Midtown Detroit on Woodward Avenue. The address is 3929 Woodward Avenue. That's Friday evening. And then Saturday evening is at the Carr Center Gallery, which is located in downtown Detroit at 1505 Woodward. That's 1505 Woodward.
Oh, and it's a beautiful space. Beautiful.
It's terrific.
Oh, it's
really
terrific.
You know, very, very exciting, big and open, and, you know, the glass, and people will be able to look in, people will be able to come in, and it's really exciting stuff.
Talking with Oliver Ragsdale, how does someone get tickets to these shows?
You can reach out to the Carr Center. That's C-A-R-R. You have to use two R's in Detroit. CARRcenter.org. Or you can give us a call at 313-965-8430. 313-965-8430.
Oliver Ragsdale, what else is on the horizon for the Carr Center up through the end of the year?
Well, we seem to be on a percussionist roll. We have Terry Lynn this week. On November the 18th, we have Daphnis Pietro, who will be performing at St. Anne's Church in Southwest Detroit. On December the 9th, we will have Harvey Mason. So we have sort of the three percussionist drummers coming in. Harvey will be with the MSU Big Band, and Pietro will be with his sextet. We have Howard University Afro Blue, which is a vocal ensemble who will be here for Noel Night in Detroit on December the 2nd. And between now and December the 29th, we have an incredible visual art exhibition called the Detroit Diaspora. And it is 11 visual artists who were originally from Detroit or worked in Detroit or were educated in Detroit who are now working around the world. They are in Africa. They are in Europe. They are in California. They are in New York City. And it's just an absolutely incredible exhibition. And we invite people to come to the Carr Center Gallery and check it out.
I'll be there.